CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's a catastrophe. It's unbelievable. It's inhumanity. Fatalities in the streets. Children in the streets dying.
He lives in Gaza, where there's been a big exodus from the largest hospital there. Israel claims that's where Hamas is operating, out of an underground tunnel. The Washington Post was reporting that a ceasefire deal in exchange for hostages was close. That appears to not be the case. There is a lot of criticism for how President Biden has responded to the conflict.
In recent days and weeks, the Biden administration has faced increasing internal pressure from fellow Democratic Party members, senators, and rank-and-file diplomats to call for a ceasefire to protect Palestinian civilians. This op-ed doesn't do that, but it does reiterate the need for a permanent two-state solution, a Palestinian-controlled homeland, and the president writes, quote, "I too am heartbroken by the images out of Gaza and the deaths of many thousands of civilians, including children. Every innocent Palestinian life lost is a tragedy that rips apart families and communities." Christina Ruffini, CBS News, Washington.
Well, millions are already heading out for the Thanksgiving holiday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Miami International Airport.
What used to be a four-day Thanksgiving holiday is now nearly a two-week travel extravaganza. Thursday, more than 2.5 million passed through airport checkpoints, and the nation's airlines expect that number to climb to closer to 2.7 million starting this weekend.
SpaceX tried to launch a second test flight for its Starship rocket, but Mission Control lost contact just minutes after liftoff, and it self-destructed. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
The booster exploded. The Starship's upper stage continued, reaching an altitude of 93 miles before it lost communication with SpaceX. Company founder Elon Musk watched in Mission Control as the ship self-destructed over the Gulf of Mexico.
Tech contributor Ian Schur tells us Meta just got rid of its team dedicated to regulating the safety of artificial intelligence.
One of the key questions a lot of people have had about artificial intelligence is how to ensure these companies that are profit-driven are building these new AIs responsibly. This team that Facebook reportedly broke up was focused on making sure that AI innovations were done responsibly.
15-time major champ Tiger Woods is returning to competitive golf. He'll compete in the Hero World Challenge. That's in the Bahamas coming up in 2 weeks. It will be his first start since he withdrew from the Masters in April. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Texting and rolling. The 988 suicide.
Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our age. Ages, and we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heavy on Civic Media. That is brand new. The Vanishing Kids right there. Oh, so good. That was their song, Spill the Dark, Midnight Children before that. You should pick up their new album. It's up on Bandcamp right now. You can also pick it up in person December 2nd at the Burr Oak. They're coming to town playing a show with Ruin Dweller and Poison Widow. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxine Kevy here on Civic Media. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Maxine Kevy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, plus you can shop online. IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And the UPS store here in Madison, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue, Exit Square out by Easttown. You can also get all your shipping and packing needs right now at the upsstore.com. On the way tonight, we got new music from Common Threads. They got a show that I'll tell you about. Benjamin Trick has big news. We'll tell you about that. And Blame It on Kane. Right now, let's do some Bad Year. It's Blackout. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
What? Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You've been here before. I live my life with circumstance, with a pocket full of empty dreams. I had a job as an editor, now I'm cutting pictures for magazines. No, nothing. Nothing gets to me. I said nothing. Nothing gets to me. Nothing gets to me. Oh no. I live my life with intolerance. Beggars can't be choosers, oh can't you see? I had a job as an editor, now I'm joking on the pages of a magazine. No, nothing. Nothing gets to me. I said nothing. Nothing gets to me. Nothing gets to me.
Benjamin Trick and Creepy on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. They just signed a deal with Curtain Call Records back in August. Congratulations to them. Another Madison band is on Curtain Call as well, and that's Up Baden's End, and they have new music out as well. Level Down before that, they're at Megatone Studios recording their new music. That should be out soon. Can't wait to get on the air, get that on the air for you. And Common Threads in that set too, with their new song, She's Bussin'. They got a show coming up with with Midwest Mix-Up. Shout out to Jake. November 25th at the Red Zone here in Madison with Dead and Bloated. Still to come tonight, we got Essential Last Crack, plus lots of great hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. Stick around.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. TomatoPies.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group. And move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another shot of lipstick on the glossy, let's go. Self-induced with another round of Cuervo. Her body staggers as she moves around the table towards what she sees. Can't complain, I'm the one she wants to swallow. I'd be a fool if she leads and I don't follow. No regrets till she treats me bad tomorrow. Like I'm diseased, but just one night you're mine alone. Drink until you're naked.
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Circle Switch out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Drink me until you're naked. You know, of course, they're not around anymore. Danny Rodick of Circle Switch, he's living the life out in Colorado, getting that free marijuana. 94 Distortion in front of that, and Blame It on Kane started the set off with Atuna. Hey, Blame It on Kane, they're coming to Madison to play live in the Lair on January 13th. They'll be live. That's at 9 o'clock Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and the Sunday following. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Essential Last Crack, a double dip of Last Crack at 11 o'clock. That's just around the corner. Right now, brand new music from Fall to Rise is Action Potential. It's Max St. Kevin on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lockjaw and Annie Love on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Love the Lockjaw. Love his and his stage performance. I want to see him live. I'm going to be at a show at Lockjaw very soon, hopefully. Fall to Rise before that. I'm Jimmy K. We got Essential Last Crack on the way. Next hour, we got new music from All Meridians. We'll do some Mighty Electromag. And we'll throw back with some Damsel Trash as well. But don't forget, if you're in a band, you want to get your music on the air here at Max Inc. Radio, we would love to help you out with that cause. Just go to maxincradio.com, hit the Submit Music link, and all the details will be right there. And if you have a show coming up or some big band news, a new CD dropping, even more the reason to get a hold of us and let us know what's going on. maxincradio.com is the address. We are local music, you know. Got some Grand Fury just around the corner right now. Some of Souls and their new one, Another Siren Song. It's Max St. Kevin on Civic Media. We are local music.
an angel, skin touching. She was the devil in just 19. Everything here so perfect, up beyond belief. My seasons keep changing, yet she says I stay the same. My body is so tragic, and I think I lost my way. Sirens call. Narcissistic, so shallow, strung out and left for dead. No pain, no pleasure, nothing left inside your head. My seasons keep changing, yet she says I stay the same. Her body is so tragic, and I think I lost my way. Sirens call your name. She cries out your
own. Sirens intuition, double sided masquerade. Slighted superstition, set in fire into my taste. Time to see her mountain when I'm flying.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn, but that isn't the case for nearly...